Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. I'm taking a break from painting for the next little bit here because we've got a fantastic show. It's a much-needed break, actually. I need a break, and I need some cool music and to talk to a cool artist, and we have that for you tonight. Tonight is all the way from Sacramento, California, way out west, Twitch Angry. How you doing tonight, Twitch?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Doing good. I'm in South Florida. It's actually very nice because for the first time, I don't know, in a year or many years, we have a cold front. It's actually like 60 degrees here right now. It's amazing. Never happened. Now, you guys have hot weather out there right now, right? I don't know.
Yeah,
Northern California does. Yeah,
it's
see that? My friends
right
in San Diego.
Yeah.
They were like, I was talking to somebody the other night in Mountain. They said it was like 102. I'm like, geez, that's crazy. That's not normal. Not normal. So let me ask you this, Twitch. You're up there. Were those crazy wildfires and stuff that I've been seeing on the news? Was that happening where you, in your neck of the woods there, where you're at?
Yeah, it's up our way. Yep.
Oh, man. Well, I hope you're okay and everybody up there, you know.
Oh, yeah. Was my house.
All right. Oh, that's good. That's good. The Mohawk did not get singed, right?
No, sir. Still full. Still foot high.
I'm telling you. You know, Twitch, is very funny. When I saw your press pictures, it took me back. When I was a million years ago, I was a little kid. I went on vacation with some friends of mine to Baltimore, Maryland. And downtown Baltimore, they got these old tall ships and shit. And we were down there wandering around, me and my friend Brian, and I saw this guy come around the corner, and he had like this giant mohawk, a big red mohawk, like one of those Euro hawks, you know, like a foot and a half long.
Yeah.
And he had two girls,
one
on each arm, and I'm like, oh my God, look at that guy. And he saw me looking at him, and he goes, kid, it's all about the hair. And then he like, you know, went away with the girls. And it changed my life, Twitch. I'm like, I went home. I'm like, I got to get cool hair, man. I got to get cool hair. That's cool. How long you been rocking the Hawk there? For a while?
Oh, yeah, I've been rocking the Hawk for 15 years or so, yeah.
Nice.
15, 10.
Nice.
Yeah, at least that long, probably 20.
I'm worried I'm going to get a reverse mohawk where there's nothing in the middle and it's out on the side, you know?
I haven't seen one.
All the shit I've seen over the air.
I keep hearing people talk about it, but I've never seen nobody do it. So,
so tell us, you know, you're currently up Northern California, Sacramento area. Is that where you came up, or are you a transplant, or what's the Twitch Angry story? Because I'm curious to know.
Well, I grew up in the South Side of Chicago, and I moved over.
Okay.
Moved over to the Bay Area when I was, I don't know, 15, 16, hung around Antioch and Brentwood area, went to a lot of Slayer shows and Megadeth shows, did a lot of pit life back in the 80s and stuff in San Francisco, and then I ended up in Sacramento.
Oh, wow. Nice. Nice. That's cool. I understand where you're coming from. I grew up in Detroit, so only 6 hours.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I've been there.
I'm excited of the 94. Unfortunately, me too. It was time to go, man.
Yeah,
changed, you know. Well, Chicago, we used to go, this is a million years ago, this is back in the late 80s, we used to drive over to Chicago, 6 hour drive, to go to a club, you know, because there were hot girls there, called Medusa's. That was the place, and it was worth the 6 hour drive, or at least we thought time, a long time ago. I think it
pretty cold down there.
Yeah, it was. The bar in Detroit that the hip bar, the cool bar, was called the Greystone, and it was in like an abandoned bank. You know, they had the only way they had electricity was like jumper cables to a power line. You know, it was It was pretty punk rock, let me put it that way.
Yeah, I played a place in Washington called The Morgue. It was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty
so
cool.
So were you always were you always a musician? I mean, was there ever since you were a kid, you knew that's what you were going to be doing?
No, and I hung around the scene a lot and broke my arms. I broke my leg. I broke wrists. Broke a lot of bones in the pit. And seen everybody going through there. And I said, you know what? I got to be on the other side of this. You know, I mean, I can make some music that makes people get mad, you know, and break bones. This, you know, it's better if they do it than me, you know? So,
right.
That's where I got.
Right.
To. Yeah. So I decided to, I mean, I've been to probably, I don't know, a few thousand shows probably. I used to have I had so many ticket stubs from going to shows that I had my whole car was plastered like wallpaper.
Nice.
Pretty neat.
Nice.
My mom said I could have
That's
bought a
awesome.
House with all the ticket stubs I had.
And she was probably right.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, that's all I did was go to shows. I mean, three, four times a week. Yeah.
Well, one of the cool things, especially about the punk scene. Well, yeah, back then, I mean, people did that. They went to shows all the time. You would meet people.
Yeah.
And that was, it wasn't just a type of music. It was a lifestyle, you know. It was
definitely
a lifestyle.
It's definitely a lifestyle. I'm still thrashing. I still slam dance. I still go out in the pit. I just saw Agent Orange just a little while ago and was thrashing around their pit. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, I remember the first, you know, we're talking here and it's just taking me back. First punk show I ever saw was it Son of Sam? I think Agent Orange might have been like the third one. But they were cool because they were a California band. You know, they were out.
Yeah. Orange County.
We all... We had it was fun when they came to town, you know, it was fun.
We all
tried to front like we just wanted to, I only listen to the Exploited and whatnot. Well, I couldn't understand what they were saying. I had more fun at Agent Orange shows, you know, I mean, but that was me.
Oh, yeah.
That was me.
Yeah.
Crazy
Exodus,
time.
Agent Orange, yeah. I just went and did a show with the Misfits. It was pretty wild. And, the pit was
cool.
Pretty raging. I went and pitted. My wife fell down in the pit. She tried to get out there.
Oh, man. No, does she go in the pits and stuff a lot, too? Or was she just kind of, happened?
She followed me out there and figured it out. You know.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I've been doing it a long time. I'm really good at it. I mean, I can scoot around there pretty good. Show them youngsters what time it is. And they go, whoa.
Well, we've got some... I've got these tracks that were sent over. Now, were these from the last album, or is this the album coming out, or where did these tracks that we're going to be playing tonight in the show, where did they fall into the Twitch Angry career?
Well, I just got picked up by Rock Avenue Records USA. And I've never had nobody backing me before, so I couldn't get them out, you know, everywhere,
right.
You know, out of volume or even across the pond and stuff like that. So they released it. They just re-released an album I had out. And
nice.
So because a lot of people didn't even get it because I didn't have any way to get them out, you know, which is a big deal these days.
Oh, yeah.
You can do stuff on your own. I know that's what a lot of people like to do, but you can't get it out. That's the problem. I mean, you got to really do a lot of hard work. And these guys know what they're doing. So I'm checking them out, see what happens, what they do for me. They've been doing pretty good for me so far, so we'll see. I got more, though.
Nice. Well, you know, the cool thing for a musician, distribution is an awfully sexy word, you know, because you work hard to make this stuff. You want as many people to hear it, you know, I mean.
Yeah, that's
and
the
I'm
whole
telling
thing
you,
right there.
A cool outfit like Rock Avenue Records USA, you know, they don't just distribute in the USA either. You're going to get some.
No.
I predict you get some. Crazy pit kid in China or someplace, you know, like turning on
cool.
to
I
it.
Go there bad. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do want to go
Fun,
out there.
Man.
I heard the scene out there is crazy.
That's awesome. Hey,
I got a friend named
track.
Mikey Hood. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
cool. No. Go ahead. I want to hear about Mikey.
Oh, Mike Hood. He's in a band in Sacramento. There's a they're hardcore called Hardcore Punk. They go out there all the time. He told me I got to get out there. That's where they go. They go to China a lot, Japan.
Nice.
So.
Yay, man. Yeah. As long as somebody, you know, as long as people are buying, paying the cover charge and digging with that stuff, you know, hey, I say he's
yeah,
right.
As long as it pays the gas.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe
well,
a few doctor bills.
Oh, yeah. That tends to happen sometimes. Hopefully not bail money, you know. Hopefully you won't need that. I don't know how that works in other
yeah.
countries, you know.
I got the football cops on the side of my head, so that doesn't help me much.
Right,
it's
right,
on the
right.
side of my head. Yeah, it's kind of on the right side of it. You know, when you roll your window down, it's like everyone always told me, "Why the hell did you put it on that side?" I was like, I wasn't thinking when I got it. You know, I wasn't thinking about
right.
rolling down the window and, "Oh, hello, officer." There it is.
And
yeah,
then,
so.
And unfortunately, that's. That'll be the side they when they put you in the back they always hit your head it sucks it depends on the cop you know
yeah,
I gotta
they don't, yeah they
I've
they
met
have
cool cops well I've met one or two cool
oh,
cops
have,
but
I've
met
a lot of
their asshole
kids
cops
to my
too
stuff. A lot
exactly.
of them listen to my stuff their kids yeah I've had cops come up take
well,
pictures with me just to take a picture with me say hey my kid's a skater he likes you guys I was like all right you know it's kind
nice.
Of weird my friends all man
nice.
These are cops. I go, I know. Isn't that funny?
Be
it's
friends
all right, man. It's
exactly.
just like us.
Exactly. Well, let's play a track. We've got – here's
all
the
right.
tracks we've got to pick from tonight. We've got Murder, San Francisco, The Rag, and Uncle Sam. What should we hit people with first, do you think, Twitch?
Well, let's just kick this off with Murder.
Sounds good to me. If I had a nickel every time – people have told me. No, I'm kidding. Here it is, folks. Twitch Angry. This is Murder.
We'll be right back.
And that was Murder, Twitch Angry. Man, I dig that track, Twitch. That is awesome. Very, very cool. Yeah, I'm telling you, I listened to that, and it brings to mind that, that kind of lonely stretch between, you know, driving late at night between Sacramento and Reno. Made that trip many times.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, usually trying to get out of town. No, I'm joking. Yeah. Not always.
Some of the shots in the video I took are on that route between Sacramento and Reno.
Nice.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Let me ask. It's a cool video. It's on my website. I've been pushing it all week long.
Right.
Do you like making the videos and stuff? Or I mean, some musicians they're like it's a necessary evil, and some really dig it.
Man,
you dig it?
Man, I dig it. Man, shit. Man, that was a fun time right there, man. That was fun. I mean, there was just nothing but fun. I love shooting videos. Oh, yeah. I love it. It's my favorite part. I wrote
Very
and produced
cool.
all those myself, you know. I
really?
Came up with the scripts to them and all that, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Nice, nice. No, I also, you do your own art. That's what I do for a living. I'm a painter. But you do your own art
awesome.
For the album covers and whatnot also, right?
Well, I don't do the art. I have people do the art. I tell them what I want, and, you know, and I go bouncing around until I find
nice.
The person that does it right. Yeah, so.
That's what I need to start doing, man. That's what I need to start doing. I need to get some bodies in here cranking this shit out.
yeah.
That's where it's at.
I actually probably shouldn't tell you this, but I will. that logo on the album cover is kind of a part of my face, you know, without the horns, of course.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, from a Filipino guy I met in jail. Yeah,
oh, really?
He had an art gallery out in San Francisco, and you know, I go, "What are you in there for, dude?" He goes, "Checks." I went, "Oh, all right." Well, I did him two cartons of cigarettes, and he threw up that logo. I was like, "Oh yeah, that was cool."
That's a good story, Twitch. Yeah. That's a good story. You know, I love it.
That's where I got it.
That's awesome. You know, you meet the strangest people when you're in the pokey.
So
I've heard.
No, it's true. All walks of life. There's no discrimination in jail.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products. All featuring original pop art paintings from La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
In October, you can help others while you heal yourself. L'Apothecary Unique is donating a portion of our proceeds to the Cancer Center. L'Apothecary Unique is the place to go for holistic, gluten-free skincare products. Each product starts from scratch in Tennessee, where all the flowers and herbs are homegrown. Everything is handmade and made to order. L'Apothecary Unique also offers hair care, beard and mustache oil and balm, smudge sticks, blessings oil, and medicinal salves. Use the code THINKPINK the entire month of October to get 10% off your purchase. Remember, we're also donating part of every sale in October to the Cancer Center. www.etsy.com/shop/L'Apothecary Unique.
It's not bad.
You're Cherokee.
You're native?
I shouldn't even
be. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that guy
yeah.
in that murder video is a full-fledged Apache, the guy on the
nice.
The bass in that video. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Very cool.
Yeah, he died. Well, honey, he died, though. Yeah, he died. That was my favorite guy, too. I'm bummed. You know,
it
happens.
Well, Twitch, I think we're like similar age, and it sucks because we're at that age, that point in life, where so many friends and frenemies
yeah.
and all this and that just,
yeah,
you
trip.
Know, they're dropping. It's definitely
weird.
A trip.
Yeah.
And you're probably like me. I used to be much. I'm settled down now, but I used to be a little bit of a knucklehead back in the day. And man, it's 2017,
yeah.
and I'm like. I never planned on making it this long. I don't know if you
yeah,
did.
I know.
You know, and
no, I know exactly
happy.
What you're saying. I feel that way every yeah. time I'm in the pit, going, damn.
Right.
Shit, when's it going to end?
Yeah, I hear that. I feel that way every morning when I get out of bed. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What punishment am I serving today?
Exactly. Well, you're probably like me. It isn't the age, it's the mileage. You know what I mean? That's what wears
oh,
you down.
Oh, I've got a million miles on me. I mean, I've probably literally pitted a million miles. I probably from one end of the country to the other, if I did my pit steps, you know, and all the pits, circle pits, it'd probably
right.
hit me from one end of the country to the other easy.
Yep. Well, the cool thing is, though, is you're still doing it. You know, you're out here. You're still going to shows. You're still doing shows.
Yeah.
Still making music.
Yep.
You know, I mean.
Oh, yeah. This whole
true
scene
artist.
Is what I like. I like the whole
oh, yeah.
scene. I like everything about it. I mean, everything. I mean.
And it's like you got no
like
choice.
On this planet. Yeah, exactly. Matter of fact, I get all stir crazy when I don't go to a show. Problem is there's a lot of bands out there these days that just. Aren't making it. They're just not any good, you know. They just you go there to
right.
the show and expect to see a good show, and you know, lo and behold, no one's even headbanging. You're just like, what the hell? You know, they're just like, just they don't
it
have
happens.
No substance anymore. You know, hate me all you want out
right.
here. I don't care. Go to my
well,
show and
no.
there's gonna be violence.
here's the. I would add to what Twitch is saying is you can hate him, sure. But here's even better. If that pisses you off, then and you hear that, when you hear that, prove them wrong.
Yeah,
make something
go.
Good. You know what I mean? Put on a
that's
good
right.
show. Prove them wrong. And
that's right, because I guarantee
you, know,
you go to my show, there's violence. They circle pit my shows. People get black eyes, broken noses, blood. It's great. It's awesome.
Oh, man.
It's a way of life.
That's,
it's like eating Cheerios in the
awesome.
Morning. Go to the Twitch Angry
exactly.
show and get beat up. Yeah.
Hey, people pay good money for that. They work hard to pay
oh, yeah.
that money, you know.
I do.
That's
I do.
I'm the same way. Well, let's go.
I just went to Agent Orange a couple weeks ago. I had bruises all over my rib cage and everything else. I mean, I had a black and blues Mars about the size of a hand right on my side, and I was like, man, shoot. When I was younger, it didn't used to hurt.
You got pit slapped. I can't believe
yeah,
it. It happened.
I did. I got pit slapped. Yeah, it had to be an elbow, I think. But It was worth it.
They
it
probably
fun.
Don't even know.
Nice.
Let's go. Should we do San Francisco next?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, go ahead.
Awesome. Now, well, let's play it.
By the way.
Well, let's play it, and then we'll talk about it, okay?
All right, cool. That's right.
Cool. Here it is, folks. It's Twitch Angry, San Francisco. There it was, folks. San Francisco, Twitch Angry. What a track. What a track. Twitch, I love it.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good track, man. Now, tell us – no, before we get into it, I want to tell everybody, all these tracks you're hearing tonight, guys, these are all available on Rock Avenue Records USA. We have a link up and whatnot. Or, you know, we also have a link to Twitch Angry's Facebook page and stuff, too. I suggest you get over there and follow that page, like it and everything, and that way you can keep
up.
Oh,
yeah, I'll be your friend.
You know, exactly. A lot of cool photos and stuff on the Facebook page. Now, tell us about San Francisco. How did this track come about? How did the video, tell us the story of San Francisco.
All right. Well, I like San Francisco. It's my favorite place to be. That's where I went to most of my shows, and I decided to write a song about it. All the places I liked about it.
That's right.
And that's what
I did. Including the Navy base. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, including the Satan workshop there.
Exactly.
The Church of Satan.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah, I'll do that in there. I threw him some props. Got some skateboards
nice.
In the video
well,
and stuff, yeah. Friends of mine, you know, skate.
Very
that's
cool.
The one thing
now,
I
were
miss
you
skating. I can't skate no more, I'm too old. Yeah. I break
well,
now. I used to bounce.
When you moved out, were you like skating, or did you get into the scene once you moved out there from Chicago?
Yeah,
like the
I was
skate
already
part
boarding.
Of it.
I was already boarding mm-hmm. in Chicago, but I still boarded up until I was about 16, till I went to my first couple of shows, and then didn't board so much anymore. I was more into slam dance, and that was my big thing. No kidding.
Right.
I really got down.
I was at a party
down.
The other day. Well, I mentioned to somebody, I slipped and I said slam dance. And they kind of looked at me like, what the hell are you talking about? And I'm like, you little 90s children, you have no idea. you didn't invent the circle at a 9-inch nails show. I'm sorry. I'm glad you had
no.
fun with it. But oh, man, we're a couple old guys. I swear. But we're having fun. We're having fun.
Yeah,
that's
I'm still
cool,
having
man.
Fun. I don't know about you, but I'm still having fun out here.
Oh, you have to. Don't know any other way to do it. You know, that's the thing.
I'll quit. I'll quit when my mohawk, when I got a bald spot, my mohawk don't grow up no more. That's when I'll quit.
I hear you. I don't. You know, I slowed down a little bit on my drinking and stuff. I can't do it like I used to. Well, I can do it. It's the recovery time that messes me up. I used to be able to.
Trip.
Know,
yeah,
it's a total trip. It's like four times what it used to be. You know, now it isn't like I'm hungover for a morning. I'm hungover for like 2 days. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like
when I got out of
and
the
it doesn't matter.
Show, I was limping for a week. I was like,
yeah, you know, that's.
Yeah, I went and got a manager for that reason. Derek for 434 Management. That's who manages me. he's
nice.
I had to get one to keep me out of trouble.
That's the way to do it, though. That. You know, we're joking a little bit, but the thing is, you know, there's a kid in like Omaha, Nebraska, and he wants to be Twitch angry. He wants to be, or she, you know, I shouldn't, it's the modern times
well,
now. And that's what you got to do. You got to surround yourself.
Kid, I'll help you. But
yeah,
be, you
got
to be tough, though, because I'll tell you what, you ain't going to like the abuse.
Twitch will toughen you up. Twitch will toughen you up.
I'll throw you out there in the circle for a couple times, and you'll get it. But there's a lot of actual moves in that pit. You know, you learn how to get around that thing pretty good. I mean, I get around there really well. I mean, for an old guy too, I still get around. You know, it's just
nice.
I do the full. You know, I stretch the full length stretches. You know, the back up, all that. I do it all.
Very
back
cool.
In that,
well, you got to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
when you fall down, you don't fall down. You grab the guy next to you and you throw him down. You know, that's what keeps you up.
Right. As you pull yourself up. That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You think you're going down? The
it's
first
a
thing
control
you do is you grab someone near you and you pull him down and you stay up. It's the way it works.
And, you know, that's a good metaphor for life. That's kind of how life sometimes works.
Hey, it kind of is, huh? No wonder I like pitting
you know?
So much. Damn.
Exactly.
I knew it was good for my mind.
Hey, before I forget, before we get too far afield, I got to mention tonight's episode is sponsored by the fine folks over at Metal Babe Mayhem. They rock. They're awesome if you are looking for cool gear and whatnot. And they have a whole new branch of their business, too. Metal Babe LLC, and they're doing all kinds of cool stuff over there. Yeah, they work a lot with Rock Avenue Records USA, and they've got cool guests. Oh, I'm sure. They're great. Allison over there is just, you know, she's on it, man. She's got the pulse of everybody. And folks, we have a link to them as well, so check out their website and their products and what have you. Very, very cool stuff. And not just for chicks, for guys, too. Good stuff. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Now, Twitch, being out there in the scene and being such a part of it and living it, man, and living it, you've seen it all. You've seen it kind of wane and then come back and then wane. How many times has it turned over since you've been out there? A couple times,
you know,
right?
What? That is a really interesting question because I just talked to Mike from Agent Orange about that. And, you know, because they've been doing it for – they've been on the tour scene for 20, 30 years now, 40, I think.
Right.
Yeah, he said he told me to you know, get ready to go full throttle because it's about to turn over again. That's what he told
me.
So it's about to turn back over. You know how it goes. It goes up and then it disappears. Well, you know, scene, the underground scene seems to get better when everything's bad. You know, when the politics are bad and everything's bad, and you know, there's people yelling at everybody, and there's the PC culture, and there's that and that. And when that seems to be a problem everywhere, that's when the underground scene seems to, you know, have those bands come out of nowhere that are pretty good, you know, pretty solid with their messages and stuff in there. Yeah. So he told me that it was about to turn over. So, you know, he told me to go full throttle. So that's what I'm doing.
I think it's great advice.
Tear it up. Yeah.
Nice. Well, you know, I think you're absolutely right, too. I mean, not only in like music or the underground, even underground alternative, but all kind of underground type stuff, you know? And like from writing to film to, you know, all kinds of shit, art.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it's exciting. And it sucks. Yes, we're all worried about, you know, but it's funny, like all these people, and then, I'm not a political guy, so I'm not trying to get into all that. But the thing is, I hear a lot of people now, they're like, oh, we're worried about nuclear annihilation. I'm like, yeah, welcome to the fucking party, man. I've been worried about that for the
That's
last
right.
30 years. Are you kidding me? You know, we
exactly.
we grew up with that shit, you know? I mean,
no,
it ain't nothing new to us.
Hell no.
Hey, it's Twitch,
like
we got a call.
Time, man. Don't worry about that. Oh, we do? Okay.
Yeah, let's take a call. I don't know who it is,
right.
but let's find out. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Twitch Angry. Then me, Jamie.
Hey, Twitch.
Hey.
Twitch, it's Mars. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, Mars? Oh, when you
listening
know it,
to
Mars
your interview,
there.
Man. Cracking up about being old and everything.
That's my old-ass bass player.
Oh, there you go. Only as old as you feel, man. Only as old as you feel.
Hey,
he's
man.
Older than me, so ha.
Either way.
Oh, there you go.
That's
nice.
The guy that picks me up
nice.
Out of the pit. He tries to make me not go in there, but he can't stop me.
Hey, I tried, but I can't ever stop him. So, hey, as long as I can look to the left or the right and he's right beside me, I'm cool with it.
Very cool. Very cool.
Gotta keep
yeah.
No, Mars, have you been jamming with some of on some of these tracks and whatnot?
I'm jamming with Twitch on the new tracks, but we won't talk about those right now.
I got you.
But,
I got you. Next show.
That'll be another show. But yeah, I've been in this band, what, 10 years now, Twitch?
Yeah, at least 10 years. Yeah, probably about 10, yeah.
Hanging out and having
Very
a good
cool.
time. Yeah, we're
doing
all right.
About.
Not too shabby.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, awesome. Well, thanks for calling in, Mars. That's awesome. And we're going to roll right along. Next track, we've got Uncle Sam or the Rag, Twitch. What do you think we should play?
I'm saving the Rag for last.
Okay. Let's go
Let's
with,
Uncle
you know,
Sam.
We were, that's right. We were just talking politics a little bit. Here it is. This is Uncle
yeah.
Sam, short and sweet. I'm
Perfect
right.
timing.
Dig
huh?
it. Here
Take
it
care,
is.
Brother.
Absolutely.
All right, man.
Thanks for calling, Mars.
Take
Hello,
care.
Daddy.
Twitch, I love it. I love it. That's Uncle Sam, everybody. Twitch Angry. Twitch, I want to do a political show now and have that be the intro music, man. That is fantastic.
Yeah, you can use it.
Fantastic.
I'll let you.
No, I'm not doing a political show, man. I got to keep my hair.
I know.
I'll tell you this last year. this last year is talking to politics and shit. You know, everybody's all upset and freaking the hell out and everything. I'm like, man, it's like high school and you guys are bitching about who'd be the better school principal. They're all still going to fuck with you. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter who it is.
That's
what's
right.
Wrong with you people?
They're all our enemies, every one of them. I mean, shit, exactly. Come on. Let's get real with this shit. That's why you go to fucking club shows and thrash.
Exactly.
Exactly. Nope.
I'm telling
you. Get all
you,
that anger out of
rich
you.
Rich old
go
white people are
good.
Not your friend.
Yeah, that's right. They're not.
You know? No.
Nor will they ever be.
Yeah, you know, I mean, God, get real, people. But, you know, it's crazy.
I mean,
it's
funny how they just target one side, you know, or they'll target the other side. Why don't you just target the real problem? That's all of them.
Exactly.
It's every one of them, man.
Put them on an iceberg and put it out to sea. Yes, I hear you.
Oh, man, bust their children out, everybody. You know, their children, their grandmas, everybody. Put them on the bus out of here.
I'm telling you. It's so true. It is so true. And, you know, and that's kind of, I think, what the difference is growing up, like where you grew up in Chicago and where I grew up in Detroit. I mean, we kind of grew up knowing that politicians, you know, they're all dirty. They're all on the take, man. It's a big con.
All of them. Every one of them.
You know, yeah, it's not like we were surprised when shit, that guy turned out to get after.
When you get rid of them all or whatever, you know, and you worry about taking out the one good one or two good ones, it's not even worth trying to sort them out. Get rid of them all.
Right. I hear you. I'm telling you.
Can I get in trouble for
so
that?
True. No. It's all good.
Hey, you
got
to
go.
Although, I live in Sacramento. Go ahead. Send your FBI out after me. I'll be waiting for you.
Exactly. No, I tell you, this was a while back. I had this a guest on this show, and he was really into conspiracy stuff. And, you know, hey, that's cool. I have a lot of friends that are. Frankly, I don't think the government's organized enough to do a lot of, you know, the post office. But I don't give them that much credit, you know. But anyway, this guy was
you're awesome, dude. You're an awesome dude, man. I'll tell you, you're cool.
But we're kind of making fun of it, and all of a sudden, boom! The whole show, like the whole website, went down, and I'm like, oh shit, maybe I was wrong. maybe they flipped a switch, you know.
Uh-oh. No, if they're listening to us, they want to hear everything I say, believe me. They're going, what's he going to say?
Well, that's like a couple years ago. I remember they were like, well, the government's going to be reading your email. And I'm like, man, I feel bad for the guy whose job it is to read my – I get the most – that guy's going to jump off a building. It's so boring, you know? I mean
– that's why they go postal and shit, you know? They go shoot up a restaurant or something, you know? They're seeing everybody's emails and blows their head off.
That's right.
Man. Sick. Oh my God. It's horrible.
Well, hey, I gotta mention again before we get crazy. All these singles tonight, folks. Twitch Angry, all the singles that you're playing. Matter of fact, it's a whole album. You can buy the whole album, have a Twitch Angry party. It is awesome. You know, message him on Facebook. He might just show up to your house. You never know.
I probably would. I probably will. That's a fact. No, there's Oma. That's no jokingness. Anybody out there wants me to come play at their house or throw a street party or an alley party, hit me up on my website. I'll show up. I guarantee you that.
Nice. There you go. The gauntlet has been thrown down, ladies and gentlemen. That is awesome.
Some of the best places I've ever played at were in alleys and stuff. Yeah, for sure. Especially in Orange County. Yep.
I'm telling you, that's the place to do it. I agree. I've been to a cool party. I went to a party one time in the back of a semi truck. Very true story.
Yeah, I've gone to those. Those are pretty cool. Yeah.
You know, I thought it would be a lot cooler than it was. The problem is the things driving around and man, you like fall all over the place. It's hard to like stand. Of course, that could have been the vodka, but, you know,
story. I've drank so much vodka, I can't even smell it anymore. I start Ralphing.
I'm telling you. I'm not on the gin.
Gin. Yeah, that's the same thing. Yeah, I'm into Jack now. Jack seems to – I haven't got sick drinking that yet, so I'll drink it until I get sick.
That is crazy, Twitch. Because I used to – you know, I grew up in Detroit. It was a vodka town. That's what I would – out of the bottle, man. I didn't need a glass. And now I drink Jack Daniels. That's my drink.
That's right,
I got to drink now.
We're going to hang out one day,
great
buddy.
Great minds think
you.
Alike. I'm telling you, fight over the Jack.
That's right.
We got to play the next track before we run out of time.
All right.
Now, this is the rag. This is the track we've been waiting for, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the heavy hitter. This is the one that everyone waits for at the shows. This is the one that the pit just goes nuts. I mean, they get really violent on this song. It's really good. It's a good punk rock, pit song. It's made for pitting. It's what it is, a pit song. But it's a good one.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, here it is. Everybody, this is Twitch Angry. The rag.
Why don't you get off the couch and do something with your life? No, I'm tired of that shit. All you do is bitch and moan and cry and, oh, baby, I want sex and all that. And all you are, you don't do shit. You don't do shit around the house. You don't do anything. And turn on the fucking football game!
Yeah!
Outstanding. If I'd hit the right button, I'd be all set there. That was Twitch Angry, The Rag, and that's pretty self-explanatory. And haven't we all been there before, Twitch?
Oh my God.
Oh,
it should be the national anthem.
I'm telling you, man, I see why it resonates. That's all I'm saying, folks, and I'm going to get – you know what? Don't send me emails. Send them to the artist. Twitch Angry.
Any hate mail goes to me. Come on.
That's right. You know, I used to get, I remember a couple of years ago, I started getting some, I started doing things right, I guess, and people were sending in shitty emails and stuff. And I just put a page on my website and just posted them all. I'm like, here's the hate mail.
Yeah.
That really pissed people off. Not that everybody else, just the people sending it. You know, they're like, you're not supposed to use it. I'm like, well, you shouldn't have sent it.
Why not? You know? They should have sent it to you.
You're lucky I don't put this shit on t-shirts and sell it. You know?
Got to watch out because I do.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's awesome.
I'll put anything on a shirt.
That's the way. That is the way. Because punk rock, man, that's just how it is.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, I've had fun tonight. This has been a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I'm so glad you were on the show. And I told you it'd go by quick, though. It's about that time. It zoomed by.
Wow,
didn't
it's
it?
Amazing. Yeah.
I know.
But it was hell worth it. It was fun. I had a great time.
Oh, yeah.
And well,
me too. And I
back.
Really appreciate it. Definitely. We're going to. This is the start of a beautiful friendship, Twitch.
Yeah, I
really
think so,
had a lot
man,
of fun.
For sure. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Don't be surprised if you open your front door and I'm standing on your porch with a bottle of Jack.
Oh, that's all right. You know, we've got a guest room. It's all good, man. It's
cool. Right
and
on,
we
man.
Live at the beach, so it's not bad.
Oh, that's even better.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, that's all you need is a crazy Florida gal. No, I'm kidding. They're all very nice. Everybody's I got to remember, I live here. Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's right.
Hey, Twitch, I had a good time tonight. And, folks, you can pick up all the singles we've been playing and more over at Rock Avenue Records USA. Very, very cool record company. And, Twitch, you're awesome. I can't wait to talk more. And
oh, yeah,
very,
they'll have me out on tour
cool.
next year, so we're going to run into each other for sure. So, yeah,
awesome.
It'll be cool.
Very cool. That will be fun. That will be fun. Folks, this it's going to about wrap it up for us tonight. And, oh, I want to also give another big shout-out to the fine folks, Metal Babe Mayhem, over at metalbabe.rocks, R-O-C-K-S. Very, very cool. Hey, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Of course, this episode, as they say, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms, including up for free on iTunes. If you are listening to the show on iTunes in the future, do me a favor. Well, first off, hello from the past. But do me a favor right there on the page. It doesn't cost you anything. Is that ratings and review. Just click those. It keeps us up at the top of the page. And our advertisers just dig that. Makes my life a lot easier. Cool,
everybody
cool, cool.
Click
well,
that.
We're out of here. Exactly. Yeah, I agree. Listen to Twitch or he'll come, you know,
that's right.
Throw you in a pit.
You never know. I might be at your front door.
Exactly. Tomorrow night we're back, guys, and we've got two of the producers of a brand new horror movie called WTF, the movie. Those are initials.
Well, I got a song called
but
that.
No, well, see, there you go. You guys need to be talking. Cool. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the East Coast, 7 o'clock on the West Coast, and we'll be talking to those cats and all about that. Teen slasher movie. Very, very cool. Everybody loves that. You know, fun. Okay, guys, we're out of here. We will see you tomorrow. Have a good night. And once again, Twitch, you rock. Thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You keep it
oh,
alive.
I will.
And, you know,
everybody
you're real good at it.
On.
Exactly. Exactly. Twitch, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Take care.
Good night, everybody.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks' Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.